This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The young man accused of raping a fellow student at St. Paul's School in Concord last year was found not guilty of the most serious charges against him today, but he was found guilty on 4 misdemeanor charges and 1 felony charge of using an online service to entice an underage victim. NHPR's Paige Sutherland has been following the trial of Owen LaBrie over the past few weeks, and she joins us now. Paige, there were several charges against LaBrie. Give us a brief recap of the verdict.
There were 9 charges against Owen LaBrie today, and the most serious one, the 3 counts of aggravated sexual assault, he was found not guilty of. So that was the biggest charge. It would have held up to 10 to 20 years in prison for him if he was guilty of that. The other 3 charges he was guilty of was the misdemeanor sexual assault, and basically that's statutory rape. Basically, that means that he had sex with someone who was under the age of 16, which was debated throughout the trial. So those are the 3 misdemeanor charges, as well as he was found not guilty of simple assault. And then there's also the 1 felony charge of the computer usage, where he was trying to entice his victim by using online mediums such as Facebook to lure her in.
So what could Owen LaBrie now receive as a sentence?
So maximum sentencing would be 11 years in prison. But there is going to be an appeal. Carney said after the verdict that he's going to appeal the computer charge, which holds the highest charge because it is a felony charge. And so he thinks that his client isn't guilty of that in the sense that it's made for predators who are old, looking for young kids that they can prey on, and not an 18-year-old talking to a 16, 15-year-old on Facebook. So he's going to appeal that in the coming weeks.
How did Owen LaBrie and his family respond when the verdict was read?
It seemed as though you could tell in LaBrie's face that he was shocked. He really didn't think that he was going to be convicted of this. As soon as the computer charge was read, he knew that he was going to be convicted of statutory rape because that is linked with that charge. And he touched his face. He was crying. His mom broke down, and you could tell she was short of breath. She couldn't get up. She needed help getting up. They were just in shock. And the family, the victim's family, was also in the courtroom. And they were more stoic and more kind of holding together each other, and just they didn't express too much emotion, but you could tell that they were all kind of there for each other.
And the victim's family, they did make some kind of statement after the court was after the verdict was reached. What was the statement?
Yeah, so they didn't actually speak to media, but they had a representative that spoke for them, and they said this isn't a win or loss for anyone. It's a hard situation, and they were happy that LaBrie was accountable for his actions in this case. But again, as they said previously, they were disheartened by the school's culture and thought that the school should have done more to prevent these kind of encounters from happening on campus.
And what about the school side? What is the school saying now going forward?
So the school has been very quiet on this trial. They have said little to nothing to the press. And so after the verdict was read, they issued a statement that was commending the victim for her bravery as a 16-year-old to stand up and talk about these kind of personal these issues and stand up for herself. But they also said, you know, they're going to continue to ensure that the campus is safe and that kids are respecting and treating each other well on campus. But we will see if that plays out on campus.
Paige, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's NHPR's Paige Sutherland. She's been following the trial of Owen LaBrie. LaBrie was found guilty today of 4 misdemeanor charges and 1 felony charge of using an online service to entice an underage victim, but he was acquitted on the most serious charges of rape. And you can find all of NHPR's coverage of this trial at nhpr.org.